Bientôt.
From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From Listener, here is highlight of the week, presenting you what is happening in Indonesia this week with me, Steve. You can listen to this on voanews.id, RRI Digital, and the frequencies 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. These are the top stories. Indonesia leads regional initiative to fortify Southeast Asia's economic future. Indonesian government ensures that the free nutritious meal program is safe. And here is highlight of the week. Indonesia is leading a regional initiative to fortify Southeast Asia's economic future. At the key forum in Jakarta, senior officials outlined a strategic push for deeper ASEAN collaboration aimed at unlocking new growth sources, strengthening regional resilience, and ensuring the bloc's relevance on the global stage. Rama Shidki has the details.
Kami menyambut Bapak dan Ibu sekalian pada pagi hari ini dalam acara Forum Nasional Sinergi Kerjasama Ekonomi ASEAN Pasca 2025.
Indonesia's Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Airlangga Hartarto, stated on Monday, September 29th, that Indonesia is committed to encouraging collaboration among ASEAN member countries to unlock new sources of growth. In his address at the National Forum on Post-2025 ASEAN Economic Cooperation Synergy in Jakarta, he said these efforts are necessary to ensure ASEAN's readiness in facing future challenges. Indonesia is committed to fostering collaboration across ASEAN alongside our efforts to continuously unlock new sources of growth and empower communities and businesses, including micro, small, and medium enterprises. Together, we are building an ASEAN that is ready to face a dynamic future, connected and responsive to emerging opportunities. Meanwhile, the Assistant Director of the Trade, Industry and Emerging Issues Analysis and Monitoring Division at the ASEAN Secretariat, Alexander Chandra, explained that the ASEAN Economic Community Council has established a strategic plan to strengthen the ASEAN economy. This plan, formulated for the next 5 years, is intended to ensure ASEAN remains relevant amidst global dynamics. The goals are simple. First, to deepen economic integration. Second, to strengthen regional resilience. And third, to ensure ASEAN remains relevant amidst the continuously evolving global dynamics. Our ambition is also clear for the AEC to be not only deeply integrated within the region, but we also want to be an outward-looking region connected to the global world. Alexander Chandra added that these efforts are expected to position ASEAN as the world's fourth largest economy by 2030. According to him, this goal can be achieved by driving stable economic growth, strong trade and investment flows, and a dynamic, innovative, and inclusive single market. Rama Shidki Pratama, Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government follows up the signing of a trade agreement with Canada and European Union with a number of steps to maximize the benefits of the two trade agreements. Raditya Arif has the details.
Trade Minister Budi Santoso on Monday, September 29, 2025, outlined a number of steps to be implemented by Indonesia to maximize the trade agreements with Canada and the European Union, which were agreed upon some time ago. At a strategic forum held for the expansion of Indonesia's export market to Canada and the European Union in Jakarta, Budi Santoso emphasized two main steps to optimize the implementation of Indonesia's trade agreements, ranging from providing tariff facilities for exporters to the establishment of joint secretariats with trading partner countries.
Well, that is what we are doing, those two things. Hopefully, these two measures can make it easier for the businesses.
President Prabowo Subianto and Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney signed the Indonesia-Canada Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, or SEPA, during a working visit in Ottawa. Meanwhile, Indonesia has also signed the Substantial Conclusion regarding the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement with the European Union. Budi Santoso asserted that the trade agreements achieved by Indonesia and a number of trading partner countries must become the driving force for increasing national exports, while also supporting the achievement of economic growth targets. Meanwhile, the Director General of International Trade Negotiation at the Ministry of Trade, Jadmiko Briswijaksono, said that the success of these two agreements is an important momentum for Indonesia amid global geoeconomic and geopolitical challenges, including supply chain instability and rising trade protectionism.
The presence of the comprehensive agreement between Indonesia and the European Union, and also the comprehensive agreement between Indonesia and Canada, is a very appropriate momentum amid the highly dynamic geoeconomic and geopolitical conditions at present.
Jadmiko Bris added that the trade agreements between Indonesia and Canada and the European Union will also open up significant opportunities for export market diversification while reducing dependence on traditional markets. Raditya Arif Putrasdiawan, Voice of Indonesia.
President Prabowo Subianto emphasized the importance of continuous improvement efforts to ensure the targets of the Free Nutritious Meal Program are achieved. According to the Minister of State Secretary, the President held a special coordination meeting regarding the program shortly after arriving in Indonesia following a working visit abroad. Hasna Nur Afifah has the story.
President Prabowo Subianto on Sunday led an interministerial coordination meeting at his residence in Kertanegara, Jakarta. The meeting focused on evaluating and planning improvements for the Free Nutritious Meal Program, which is technically implemented by the National Food Agency. In a statement delivered after attending the meeting, Minister of State Secretary Prasetyo Hadi conveyed that during the meeting, the President not only requested a progress report on the program's implementation, but also gave technical directives for the implementation of this program aimed at improving Indonesian children quality.
Since yesterday, the President has indeed given very detailed instructions, even very technical ones. For example, regarding matters of discipline, procedures, and especially matters of cleanliness, which are related to water issues. He is very, very concerned.
Furthermore, Prasetyo Hadi said that in the meeting, the President also stressed the importance of interministerial cooperation to remove obstacles to the implementation of the Free Nutritious Meal Program. The Indonesian government also targets that all kitchens will have a hygiene sanitation fit certificate within the next few weeks. Hasna Nur Afifah, Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government ensures that the Free Nutritious Meal Program will run safely and follow hygienic standards. More detail by Ofra Regina.
The Indonesian government ensures that the Free Nutritious Meal Program is safe for Indonesian children. The coordinating minister for food, Zulkifli Hasan, on Sunday emphasized that every nutrition program implementation unit must process a certificate of hygienic and sanitary fitness. In a statement delivered at the Ministry of Health office in Jakarta, he stated that the government, through the Ministry of Health, will directly monitor this process in the field routinely.
Jadi SHLHS sertifikat laik higienis.
The certificate of hygienic and sanitary fitness is mandatory for all units. We have also requested the Minister of Health to optimize the role of community health centers across the nation and also school health units to actively participate in monitoring the nutrition program implementation units regularly and periodically. All these steps are taken openly to ensure the public is confident that the food served is safe and nutritious for all Indonesian children.
Bergizi bagi seluruh anak Indonesia.
Furthermore, Zulkifli conveyed that the government will hold a coordination meeting with the Ministry of Health, the National Nutrition Agency, and other relevant parties. The meeting will discuss technical directive regarding the certificate of hygienic and sanitary fitness, as well as formulate the necessary steps to strengthen the program's implementations of the Regional Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian government has reaffirmed its commitment to building disaster resilient infrastructure to mitigate impacts of frequent natural disasters in the archipelago. Ihsan Syahputra has the details.
The Indonesian government through the Ministry of Public Works is committed to preparing disaster resilient infrastructure in Indonesia. In her speech at the opening of the 3rd International Conference on Disaster Mitigation and Management, ICDMM 2025, at Andalas University, West Sumatra on Monday, September 29th, the Vice Minister of Public Works, Diana Kusumastuti, stated that the ministry has already built disaster-resistant infrastructure, one example of which is the sea dike in Demak, Central Java, and permanent earthquake-resistant housing in city of Palu, Central Sulawesi.
The Ministry of Public Works has also built several disaster-resilient infrastructures. This, for example, is a sea dike. Perhaps we often hear about the giant sea wall now. The sea dike is the Semarang-Demak one, which is integrated with the Semarang-Demak toll road and is also aimed at tackling rapid floods, targeted for completion in 2027. But this is a small part of the giant sea wall. There is permanent earthquake-resistant housing in the city of Palu. This also uses RISA to anticipate earthquakes, and there is a hospital, Anuktapura Hospital, so that the hospital's activities can continue to run by using best isolators. This allows it to continue handling, for example, surgeries and so on during such events.
Diana stated that geological disasters such as earthquake are indeed unavoidable, but their impact can be minimized through preparedness, strengthening resilience, and collaborations with various parties. On the same occasion, the Australian Ambassador to Indonesia, Roderick Bruce Brazier, expressed his support for the Indonesian government in facing the impacts of disasters. According to him, Australia has established close cooperation with West Sumatra Province since it was hit by an earthquake in 2009. This cooperation is intended to encourage post-disaster repair and recovery efforts.
Australia sangat paham akan hal ini. Dan kami berdiri bersama
Australia understands this very well, and we stood with the people of West Sumatra after the major earthquake in 2009, assisting in providing response, recovery, and rebuilding of the affected area. Currently, we work closely through the Siap Siaga program in disaster preparedness.
Secara erat melalui program Siap Siaga dalam kesiapsiagaan bencana.
The 3rd International Conference on Disaster Mitigation and Management 2025 is a forum that brings together researchers and professionals in the field of disaster mitigation and management. This year, the conference takes the theme Preparing for the Megathrust, which will focus on preparations for facing a megathrust earthquake, including mitigations against such a disaster. Ihsan Syahputra, Voice of Indonesia.
The head of the National Disaster Management Agency, Suharyanto, said 2020-2044 Master Plan for Disaster Management will serve as a government's long-term guideline for disaster mitigation and management. Rizka Fadila has the details.
The head of the National Disaster Management Agency, Suharyanto, stated on Monday that the 2020-2044 Master Plan for Disaster Management will serve as a long-term reference for the government in disaster mitigation and management efforts. At the third International Conference on Disaster Mitigation and Management 2025 in Padang Luas, Sumatra, he emphasized that this master plan enhances Indonesia's preparedness in disaster planning. Although Indonesia has strong regulatory framework, Suharyanto stressed the importance of real implementation in the field. According to him, all levels of government will incorporate disaster mitigation elements into every development program carried out.
Bahwa perencanaan yang sudah bagus, bahwa setiap
that every national development plan and regional development plan has included disaster elements. It will be in vain if it's not done or not implemented in practice in the field.
Atau tidak dilaksanakan secara praktik di lapangan.
At the same occasion, Director of Andalas University FFI Unity state that the role of universities is not limited to education and research, but also includes serving community in need. He hopes that the conference can produce innovative solutions capable of enhancing community resilience to disasters.
Together, we can explore innovative solutions to enhance our resilience against natural disasters and ensure safety for our communities.
The International Conference on Disaster Mitigation and Management was attended by numerous figures from within the country and abroad, including representatives from Seoul National University and the National Disaster Management Authority Taipei. The conference was supported by the National Disaster Management Agency, the Australian government, and IFAD through the Siap Siaga program. Rizka Fadila, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia Ministry of Communication and Digital has launched over 1,000 internet village access points across 5 provinces. Raditya has the story.
Indonesian Minister of Communication and Digital Mutia Hafid launched the program simultaneously in all Sumatra province on Monday, September 29th.
We repeat, for North Sumatra in 2025, 307 points are allocated, starting from Deli Serdang Regency in Keramat Gajah Village.
Beyond internet infrastructure, the government is also preparing digital skills training. The minister encouraged digital businesses to collaborate with schools in developing a skilled workforce.
This means that we are encouraging associations of telecom operators to utilize local talent from the technical side, such as maintaining the connections, repairing cables, or reconnecting if they break. We want this to be handled locally. We don't want workers to be brought in from Java or other regions. Instead, we want young people here to be directly involved in building this program.
Internet services assistance will be provided for 12 months with the hope that after this period, community and businesses can sustain it independently. The initiative also supports the government's target of increasing fixed broadband penetration from 21% to 50% by 2029. Raditya Arif Putra Setiawan, Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government has reaffirmed its commitment to strengthening the role of Information Commission amid the challenges of the digital era. Here's more report by Ofra.
Indonesian Deputy Minister of Communication and Digital Affairs Nezar Patria stated the government's support for strengthening the role of the Information Commission in facing the challenges of the digital era. He said that during the 16th National Coordination Meeting of the Information Commission in Tangerang on Monday. He stressed that the Commission's duties are becoming more complex as the flow of information grows and the demand for transparency increases.
The tasks of the Information Commission are becoming more challenging in the middle of digital transformation, where information sources are spreading massively and everyone can produce information on social media platforms. In addition, of course, the tasks of the Information Commission in managing public information transparency are becoming even more important as the public is increasingly critical since information sources are widely spread.
Publik juga makin kritis karena sumber informasi juga tersebar.
Meanwhile, Chairman of the Information Commission, Doni Yusgiantoro, underlined the importance of ensuring that public transparency continues despite the many government programs. According to him,
him, the Commission's focus will be directed towards strategic sector.
Kita ini ingin apa supaya keterbukaan informasi bahwa ada.
What we want is to make sure that the public transparency continues. There are many government programs, but we are focusing on one, food security, along with energy and water security. These areas are now very important and must be supported by all parties, including us from the Information Commission.
Furthermore, Doni said that the 16th National Coordination Meeting of the Information Commission is expected to strengthen the implementation of Law No. 14 of 2008 on public information transparency in order to create open and democratic governance. Offering Office of Indonesia.
Indonesia is fast-tracking the Red and White Cooperative Initiative to establish 20,000 village and urban co-ops by 2025. And strengthen grassroots economic growth. More by Hasna.
Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Food Affairs Zulkifli Hasan chaired a coordination meeting at Jakarta on Monday to speed up funding disbursement for the Red and White Cooperatives Program. The program is a key part of President Prabowo Subianto's agenda to boost community-based economic resilience and expand access to financial resources. As the head of the task force, Zulkifli Hasan stressed the urgency of swift coordination to ensure the program's success.
God willing, Red and White cooperatives at the village and urban levels are ready to operate. We will focus on the first 20,000, which are already prepared. The program will start with 1,000 units launching next week.
In the long term, the government plans to expand the program to 80,000 cooperatives nationwide. This large-scale network is expected to broaden access to financing, create new jobs, and improve household incomes. Each cooperative is projected to serve hundreds of families, helping reduce poverty and strengthen local food supply chains. Hasna Nur Afifah, Voice of Indonesia.
A humanitarian foundation led by an Indonesian business magnate has donated $500 million of medical aid to Batin Hospital. More story by Raman Shiki.
An Indonesian humanitarian organization, Tahir Foundation, has donated $500,000 of healthcare aid to Palestine. The donation was symbolically handed over at the Palestinian Embassy in Jakarta on Tuesday, September 30th. Tahir Foundation's founder and chairman, Dato' Sri Tahir, in his remarks, reflected on the killings of innocent people in Palestine that he witnessed daily from the media, which motivates his foundation to donate.
I'm Indonesian. We have a lot of Muslim, 80% here, but we live very peacefully here. We never worried about the war. But on the other side, there's a group of the people. We really do not know why they are still suffering. They do not know when the war will be end. So they move here and there. So I really cannot explain to myself.
Meanwhile, Palestinian ambassador to Indonesia, Zuhair Al-Shun, welcomed the contribution, saying Tahir also plans to provide 1,000 houses in the Gaza Strip once the war ends. He even said the Palestinian president Mahmoud Abbas has been notified about this idea.
When the ceasefire will be over in Gaza and the aggression of Israel will be no more, he decided to build 1,000 houses in Gaza with a budget of $10 million, if I am not mistaken. This is what we have received from him, and our president get this information and this idea.
Dato' Sri Tahir is an Indonesian tycoon whose business interests span finance, healthcare, property, and media. He noted that this was the third time his foundation had extended assistance to Palestine. Tahir Foundation's donation is allocated this week to support essential healthcare services at An-Najah National University Hospital, located in the West Bank city of Nablus. The aid comes amid the ongoing war between the Palestinian resistance group Hamas and Israel in Gaza, which killed more than 66,000 people in nearly 2 years of war. He expressed his hope that God would bring peace and a better life to the Palestinian people, particularly in war-torn Gaza Strip. Ramasiki Pratama reporting for Voice of Indonesia.
Home Affairs Minister Tito Karnavian held an evaluation of the free nutritious meal program to ensure kitchens meet hygienic and sanitary feasibility certificate requirements. Rizka Fadila has the detail.
Home Affairs Minister Tito Karnavian led a coordination meeting in Jakarta on Thursday with several ministries, including the Coordinating Ministry for Human Development and Culture, the Ministry of Health, the National Nutrition Agency, and local governments. They discussed strategic steps to improve and prioritize the Free Nutritious Meals Program implementation. Home Affairs Minister Tito Karnavian pointed out the importance of hygiene standards in the Free Nutritious Meals program by requiring all kitchens to meet the Hygienic and Sanitary Worthy Certificate and implementing multi-layer supervision by nutritionists, health services, and school health units.
Before being served, the school health unit will check the quality. So, the check will be done in the kitchen and then checked again by a nutritionist and possibly the health department.
Moreover, the Free Nutritious Meals program is a policy of President Prabowo Subianto's administration's launched in phases starting January 6, 2025. This program targets students from early childhood education to senior high school, vocational high school, as well as pregnant and breastfeeding mothers. The program aims at improving the health and nutrition of the Indonesian population. Rizka Fadila, reporting from Voice of Indonesia.
And that's Handle of the Week.
Hutan dan lautan kita lupa. Protect our children, let us pray.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Listener, here is our special music program called The Session, featuring a musician named Rick Carnadi. Enjoy.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
I once knew a man named Jimmy Boy. Mended every broken piece in me. Turned this kid into a man, oh he did so. Painted all my heavens blue, Jimmy boy, when you're flying high on a highway to the sky. I'm living by this promise that just a little man, nothing more than 3 years young. Without you by my side, promise you, I do you proud. Someday I will scream your name like my son, so your new life had just begun. Just be sure your story, son, better than mine when you're flying high on a highway to the sky. This promise I once made myself when I was just a little man, nothing more than 3 years young, without you by my side. I promise you, I do you proud. Someday I will scream your name.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is going on? Voice of Indonesia. I'm just going to put my guitar down here. All right. That was Jimmy Boy. Jimmy Boy was a song that I wrote about 5 years ago, I guess, when it was when the pandemic hits. And I wrote that song for my dad. His name's Jimmy. That's why the lyric went like, I once knew a man named Jimmy Boy. He mended every broken piece in me, because I'm very close to my dad, and he is really one of my childhood heroes growing up. And even until now, he is still my hero. Welcome to Voice of Indonesia. My name is Rick Karnadi, and that was Jimmy Boy. That was released in 2023. If you guys like the version that I did, drop by to all DSPs, drop by the Voice of Indonesia, request them. If you have a hero that is not your dad, it's okay. This song is actually made for all heroes out there. And all heroes don't always wear capes. And let me know on my socials who your hero is. So I would like to know, because my hero is Jimmy. Maybe yours is not Jimmy. So you let me know. What else do we want to talk about? I need to talk about something, right? I need to talk about myself. Right, I need to talk about myself. All right, I'm just going to take my headphones off here. And I know I'm going to sound good, because the people at Voice of Indonesia has made sure that I sound good. Just a sec, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. All right, Voice of Indonesia, I'm Rick Karnadi. I was born 15th of April, a long time ago. I became a musician. I always wanted to become a musician. I always wanted to become a musician or become an athlete. I tried becoming an athlete for 10-pin bowling. It didn't work out. So graduated. I told my mom, "Mom, I want to become a musician." And she was like, "What are you talking about? Everyone is in corporate business. What are you talking about?" I go like, "Yeah, I want to do what I like. Here's my diploma and I want to do what I like." I became a musician. I started singing at a jazz bar, which at that moment in time, I thought I knew what I was doing. And I didn't. I tried singing at a jazz bar. I tried doing Sinatra Sunday and I learned a lot of Sinatra songs. One of the first songs I learned was "All of Me. Why not take all of me? Can't you see?" I couldn't even sing that song. So I got cut from that jazz bar. And I vouched to myself that one day I will come back to that jazz bar and I will sing. Lo and behold, about 2 months went by. I came to that jazz bar every single day, just ordered iced tea and watched the singers. What does she or he do that I can replicate? I bought this. Back in the days, it was DVDs of Michael Bublé's Madison Square Garden show. So I watched him. I go like, what is he doing that I can emulate or what can I replicate? And it got me introduced to a vocal coach. It got me introduced to a lot of different people. And I came back and sang again. And so if anybody said that, "Oh, yeah, you can become a musician because you have the talent, because it's pure talent." No, it's not pure talent. It's hard work. It's rarely pure talent. So to those of you out there that are thinking of becoming a musician, don't worry about it. Work hard. Nobody starts off good unless you're Ariana Grande or something, maybe. But yeah, that was around 2011 or 12. And around 2015, I met my first producer. I went, Mas. Mas is like a respectful, whatchamacallit, a very respectful way of calling someone. It's like sir in or bro or whatever, but very, very respectful. I go, "Mas, I don't know where to start. I want to make my own songs, but I don't know where to start." And his comment was, "Do you have friends? Yes. Do you have a song? Yes. Do you have a little bit of money? Yes. Okay, let's make a song." So I owe a lot of gratitude to Mr. Rayendra Sunito. He is my first producer and he is still my producer. He's still my mixing engineer until now. I have different producers after that. But what else do people want to know? My Instagram is at Rick Carnadi, RickKKRNADI. So if you want to know the things that I do musically or non-musically, you want to know what kind of person I am? No. What kind of person I seem to you, right? Drop by on my Instagram is at Rick Carnadi, RickKKRNADI. My TikTok account is the same thing. My YouTube account is the same thing. Everything's the same thing. At Rick Carnadi. What else? What else should I tell you about myself? That song I wrote as a birthday gift, Jimmy Boy, I wrote as a birthday gift to my father. What was that? My gigs. I just got done playing a very, very milestone-ish gig in my life. I played Java Jazz Festival 2025. It is the 20th anniversary of Java Jazz, and I can't believe I had my own stage at Java Jazz. So shout out Java Jazz, shout out Nikita Dompas, shout out Mba Dewi Gonta, everyone. Thank you so much. I really love it. I had a blast because I played with two of my producers on stage. I have Rayendra on stage. I have Joshua Gian who produced my other song that I'm going to sing after. So it's really a blast. It's really a blast. And you guys' reception, it's just all love. Thank you so very much. My gigs, I do several bars now, just practicing my own solo gig, but I'm gonna play 28th of June at Chitos Jazzy Night. So after me, there's this big band that I cannot mention because I don't have their copyright or something like that. I don't want to get sued. So what else should I tell? I'm the youngest of two brothers. I'm the only one in my family that actually went to music. Nobody else does. Everybody is an accountant or a finance something. My interesting facts about me. I tried to become an athlete, didn't work out. My major in college was food business management. So I didn't major in music. My college degree was for Bachelor of Agriculture. So, which is kind of funny. I started singing professionally 2011, 12. What else? My first song that I wrote that I truly liked was actually 2018. Before, it was a recycle. It was a song that I just wrote to meet the market's demand, and it doesn't feel too good. It is actually fun. It is actually fun to break the mold once in a while, because I always thought that, okay, my grandpa is an accountant. My dad is an accountant. My brother is a business communications guy. Why not continue the family tradition, right? So I tried accounting, and I didn't enjoy it. So I become a musician. I am enjoying life right now. And I guess I have to say I am pretty lucky that I can do what I like and still pay the bills. Although it's a struggle at times. But I think I should consider myself lucky because I'm doing what I love for a living. How does it feel to break the mold? Actually, it started off pretty rough because my mom wasn't keen on me being a musician. But then my dad went like, well, whatever you do, do it excellently. So he is my first audience, actually. So I love him for that. And it feels good. How does it feel to be at Voice of Indonesia? I can't believe I'm here. And I can't believe I can see myself right there. I love it. How does it feel to be at Voice of Indonesia? This is one of the best treatments I've ever had as a musician. Coming to an interview or to a podcast or to a broadcast is just awesome. I love it. So musicians out there, if you guys want to hang out at Voice of Indonesia, Risolis is bomb. Damn, bro. Oh, I shouldn't say that. My bad. What else can I say? Oh yeah, this. I'm trying out shirts. Let me know how you like this. This is actually a Note to God shirt. This is about a song. These are the lyrics. If only I knew. And the bridge goes like, she baked me cookies for my birthday. And there's Take Care of My Baby, Won't You Please. If you can't see it, but it's back here. So I'm trying to design this, but I'm still looking for the right fit. Oh, the song that it's actually released already. It's actually released already. I released it last Valentine. So the story about the song is called Note to God. The reason why it's called Note to God is my mother passed away 3 years ago, 2020. No, going four. So my mother passed away 3 years ago, 2021, late 2021. And about 3 months or 4 months after her passing, it is so hard for me to sleep just being engulfed by sadness, but not knowing where to call. Not knowing, I really want to talk to my mom, but I can't because she's gone. So I wrote this song called Note to God. It's basically, hey God, if you see her somewhere over there, please tell her that I'm sending you this letter. So I hope this letter actually reaches her. So it's a request, it's my request to God, it's my request to God of taking care of mom. So that's basically Note to God. And I didn't realize until I wrote the song that it never dawned on me how our days are numbered. Like, we heard of a very young musician just passed away, and he's a very talented musician. I was sad because I don't know him personally, but I watched him every week, and we'd never know. So that's how the lyrics started. If only I knew that our days are numbered, I would write a song and send it to your way. Because I actually delayed a lot of stuffs. I delayed hanging out with my mom at times, thinking that, oh, she's going to be there forever, but she's not. So to you guys out there, if you have someone that you cherish, love harder, hug harder, tell them you love them. It never hurts. The only thing that hurts is your pride. So just tell them that. Should I sing it?
All right, let's sing it. Let's sing it. Let's sing it. Let me just grab this.
Try it out. Ah, there you go.
Okay.
So, ladies and gentlemen, let me check if it's in tune. Kinda not. All right, this song is called Note to God, and to those of you that have lost someone or something, it doesn't matter. It can be to me, it was my mom. To you, it might be your uncle. To you, it might be your cat. To you, it might be your dog. It's okay. But this song is to all of you that knows what it is to grieve. And this is it.
If only I knew that a day's a number, I'll write a song, send it on your way. I know that you'd say, don't cry, babe, it's Sunday. I'm gonna be away. It ain't nothing but a long day. So I wrote these notes as my little note to God. Take care of my baby, won't you please? Oh Lord, oh, take good care of Sylvie, won't you please? Oh Lord, oh, take good care of my darling, won't you please? Keep her by your side at all times. The love that you made, oh, she keeps on giving. Though you're not away, forever you'll be living. So I wrote these notes as my little note to God. Take care of my baby, won't you please? Oh Lord, oh, take good care of Sylvie, won't you please? Oh Lord, good care of my darling, won't you please keep her by your side at all times. She made me cookies for my birthday. To God, take care of my baby, won't you please? Oh Lord, oh, take good care of Sylvie, won't you please? Oh Lord, oh, take good care of my darling, won't you please keep her by your side at all times.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies, and predators when they are online. pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Samudra terbentang khatulistiwa, di situ ku ada bersamamu saudara. Beragam warna kita, suku tak selalu sama. Kau aku Indonesia yang disatukan karena cinta. Karena kita Indonesia, jangan pernah terpecah belah. Walau kita berbeda, walau kita tak sama, tetaplah satu kita, kita Indonesia sesungguhnya.
For listening to our program, please leave some comments and questions to voilisteners@gmail.com and our social media, Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, TikTok voi_official, and you can listen again the session or the VOI talk on our YouTube channel VOI Official. Voice of Indonesia is still available on voinews.id and Radio Digital and the frequencies 3325 kHz, 4755 kHz. Stay tuned with us at Radio Service Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.